Central New York native Vicki Wilson has seen firsthand the challenges of getting a clear diagnosis for a rare disease. Wilson's mother, who'd been an active, healthy adult, began to experience balance issues, difficulty going up and down stairs, and slurred speech.
Initially, doctors thought maybe she was having cervical spine issues, maybe it was a small stroke, but we'd gone to neurologists, and everything had shown that it really wasn't any of those things. And we were getting kind of desperate because no one could give us answers, but yet my mom was progressing.
Her mother developed a condition known as multiple system atrophy, which affects just 4 in 100,000 people. Difficulty in diagnosing such conditions can be scary for the patient and frustrating for the doctors.
I think that the doctors were really trying to help us, but they hadn't seen this before, or they maybe thought of it, but it was so rare that they didn't consider it. And then there were other doctors, I think, who also, just because they didn't know what it was, just sort of brushed us off as well.
The family finally found help and a diagnosis at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. Wilson stresses the need for patients to have advocates who can ask the doctors questions, take notes, and be persistent.
What I would say is really just to be persistent and to press your doctors and your healthcare providers for answers. A lot of times they're able to give those answers, and in the case of a rare disease, they might not be.
A disease is classified as rare when fewer than 200,000 people are affected by it. For more information, visit the website at rarediseaseday.org.